Well, hello and welcome again to Thought for the Day. Proverbs chapter 15, and we've reached verse 11. Let's pray first, and then I'll read the verse, and then we'll see what it teaches us. Lord, we pray now that you will open our eyes, our minds, our thoughts, our ears. May we hear your word clearly, and Lord, would we then live it out in our lives. We pray it for Jesus' sake. Amen. So Proverbs 15 and verse 11. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more do human hearts? Now we need to do a little bit of detective work on this verse, I think, in two ways. First, it would be good to establish what the meaning is behind the words death and destruction. Because the Hebrew doesn't actually use those words. It actually names two places, Sheol and Abaddon. And in the Old Testament, those names are used as synonyms for death and the grave. So, for example, the word Sheol comes up a number of times in the story of Jacob and Joseph. So when the brothers return from Egypt and tell their father Jacob that the man who distributes the corn, who of course is Joseph, insists that they return with their younger brother Benjamin, Jacob replies, Benjamin shall not go down with you, for if harm should happen to him on the journey, you would bring down my grey hairs with sorrow to Sheol. Genesis 42:38. It's like the phrase you sometimes hear today that someone won't reveal a secret during their lifetime, and we say that they took it to the grave with them. So the point for us to understand that is in the Hebrew mind, nothing could be farther removed from God's presence than the grave. The second bit of detection is to discover that this verse is in a different shape from many of its predecessors, because this isn't a the wicked do that, but the righteous do this kind of verse. Verse 15 is in two parts, but what it's doing is arguing from a greater to a lesser. If Liverpool can win the European Champions League, then how much more can they defeat Wycombe Wanderers? If she can play Grieg's piano concerto, how much more Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? If he can get an A star in maths, how much more can he tell you his five times table? So having done our two pieces of detective work, now the verse hopefully makes a bit more sense. So let me paraphrase it like this. It's as if Solomon writes, if even the grave, which as I think is a Hebrew, is the farthest removed from God's presence, if even that lies open to the eyes of the Lord, then how much more does he see and know the most intimate secrets of my heart and of yours? So I think it then becomes clear that what we have here is a proverb about the all-seeing God and the all-knowing God. It's Solomon's version, as it were, of Psalm 139. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, there's that word again, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall hold me, your right hand shall hold me, verses 7 to 10. And it's Solomon's version, if you will, of Hebrews chapter 4, where we read in verse 13, that no creature is hidden from God's sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. In the city of Basel in Switzerland, there's a carnival each year called Fasanacht. It's rather like the Mardi Gras, and it's marked by somewhat debauched behaviour by the usually restrained Baselers. Everyone knows what goes on, but nobody quite knows who does what, because everyone wears masks. But each year, the Salvation Army place large posters around the city bearing these words, Gott sieht hinter dein Mask, God sees behind your mask. And I wonder how all this makes us feel. Because if you're not yet trusting in Christ for his forgiveness for your sin, then thinking of a God who is all-knowing and all-seeing is very scary. But if you have and are trusting in God's forgiveness, then the assurance that God sees and knows everything about us is a great comfort and should bring us much peaceful assurance. Proverbs 15 verse 11, death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more do human hearts? Let's pray. Lord, it is so good to remind ourselves of your attributes, of the kind of God that you are, that you see and know all about us. Lord, may that make the true impression upon us, Lord, that if we are not yet yours, that we would realize what a serious situation we are in, and if we are, that you would assure us of your loving presence and knowledge of us day by day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.